Yeah. Yeah. Filler, sorry. The filler binder.
Forgot to repeat that again.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I just thought it was a very approachable Habano, very light, easy on the draw, easy on the smoke. Again, with the size, I think if this would have been in like the 50 ring gauge category,
if it had been smaller, if it would have been a smaller
ring gauge, I think I would have absolutely.
If it had been Toro or a little bit smaller,
yeah. I would have absolutely bought a bunch of these. If
petite
they were,
Lanceros, yeah. he would have bought a box.
If they were petite Lancero, I'd have bought a box.
Nothing about this brand is petite.
Yeah, well, but no,
to me,
nothing.
To me, too, some of that plays into the sizing, kind of plays into the fact of it being a Maduro, a Habano. You know, I mean, it's kind of like. When you get into that sizing too, unless you're really trying to offer something special, you know, like one of the big old LFDs or something, you know, it's hard to get complexity and flavor when it comes to some of those bigger sizes.
Yeah, and it's also hard to get consistency. And that's what I find when I smoke, you know, larger ring gauge cigars, is that consistency, because you're adding girth and you're making something more visually large, that you're just lacking the conventional makeup of a cigar. Like either your draw is too tight or your draw is too loose. Like it's really hard to get a good large ring gauge cigar to smoke proper. There are a few brands that do it, don't get me wrong. Like there are multiple brands that do it, but it's for my taste and profile, it's hard to get me on to say I'm gonna smoke this 60 ring gauge and have a good time with it, you know. So what did you guys think?
Same classic Habano, and I've been on the Habano train, you know, like we've heard, you know, over the last few episodes. Didn't really have the spice punch that I normally enjoy from a Habano. This was definitely a little bit more muted, but came through on the retro hail. But the construction and burn of this was clean, right? The burn line on this thing was razor sharp. I didn't have any construction issues with it. And I think I had that, you know, it's to be noted that I had that experience with everything in this line. So for my rating,
so we're gonna rate that a 3. Yeah, and then we're gonna take a break here just a second, and then we're gonna have some more fun stories.
Yeah, and the answer to that question that I threw out at the tip of this segment. Yeah,
we're gonna have fun time with that. Enjoy these commercials, folks. Destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover.
Avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, and I hope you thoroughly enjoyed those commercials and buy whatever it is they're telling you to buy. But as we're going to continue on, Mike, you asked us a question earlier.
Yeah, so the question I threw out at the tip of the last segment was,
what, you know, underwear we're wearing?
No, I know it's under ruse. I don't know if it's blue or brown ones this week. But
Superman. I'm a Duluth bare naked man myself.
Hey. Oh, wow. Yeah, you're... Look like the guy on the commercial. So
we're going bear hunting.
That's a fat joke, and I'll let it slide today.
Need more Mike, beard, yeah. Okay? Yeah. You know, it's just in general, you know, when you think of, you know, house blend cigars, I mean, do you think that they're above average or below average? I mean, you have some preconception about that just because it falls in that category.
So I'll take the lead with this one, and I think that house blends, for me, are just your run-of-the-mill average cigars. Hmm. There are very few house blend cigars that I have just been wowed by. And one of them was out of your shop, Nate. You guys had a house blend.
Yeah.
that was blended by Crown Heads, I believe.
Sanctuary. Now, so that's it gets into a different conversation.
Right. That's a different conversation, because, 100%.
No, because that's not a house blend. See, like what I was saying in the beginning, that was a, this is a Crown Head cigar, band boxed everything.
Okay.
That our brand did exclusively for us.
Okay.
A house cigar is either, like, we in our shop differentiate a house cigar with a ribbon. Some people band them, but it is like, generally, it is not necessary. It's a bundle. Like, you can buy it by a bundle. You can buy, like, normally people have it in trays. But to me, that's where shop exclusives from brands are a little different, because it's still marketing that brand.
Correct.
This one's all about marketing the shop.
Correct.
Yeah, which is generally, you know, I think my predisposition. And I actually have a different answer depending on where I'm at.
Well, and so, the problem is the shop has to matter.
Yeah.
Because it is that person picking it.
Well, so what I was going to be distinctive, though, is that I've had house cigars that are in a cocktail bar as opposed to house cigars that are in a cigar shop. And even some of the location of those cigar shops had a very different impression for me.
Yeah.
Like the ones that I had in England were amazing. I mean, some of the house blend cigars that I had in some of the shops in and around London were really, I thought, above average.
Really?
Yeah. And, you know, when they were kind of pushing them on me, they were like, well, listen, if you buy, you know, I was actually shopping Cubans that in one day in particular.
Ooh,
and he was like, well, listen, if you buy, you know, four of the Cubans, you know, you can have, you know, a house cigar. And I'm like, much the same way you were talking about bundling a little bit earlier. And I was like, okay, whatever. And they just, you know, and I just kind of dismissed it. But when I actually sat down and smoked it, I was like, wow. I actually like the, and if what was funny is I actually like the house cigar better than the Cubans that I bought that day.
Yeah.
You know, so, but I would say in general, it probably if it was a retailer, probably in the U.S., I would say you're pushing this on me because you're getting more margin out of that.
Yeah.
And I don't know that you're really looking at me and saying, this guy, you know, is looking for a particular taste profile based on the other things he's asked for in my humidor.
Well, you know? And you know, the thing I love is we have such a wide variety of smokers now, you know, I mean,
oh, even sitting here at the table.
Yeah, know? Exactly. Yeah, well, sure. And I just love that cigars are not necessarily about wealth anymore. And even back in the day, it's funny. I mean, it all translates different with pricing and valuing and all that stuff.
So you're saying, like, there's a $50 coffin house blend?
Right. Probably somewhere. Who knows?
What's the margin on that?
Who
$47.
Knows? Exactly. Yeah. Well, but, and so I was going to say too, this is another thing I was going to say is, and
what are you going to say,
Nate? Say Nader salad.
These guys are giving me
Nader
whiskey,
salad.
So this is what happens.
Let's, tell us how you really
feel.
You
poured that whiskey yourself.
I know, exactly. So no, but I will say too, you really have to just, if it's your local shop and they're your home place, you got to just try it and see if you like it. Because I have people who all the time are skeptical about our house blends. But I'll tell you, I mean, in the last at least 7 years we've been carrying house cigars, one of our ones, you know, the other thing I will tell you is it is a bigger commitment for shops because they're normally buying them by at least 1,000 cigars at a time.
Wow.
There's
so,
big a buy.
So it is a big commitment usually. And so, but I'll tell you, like, I mean, we usually go to through at least for one specific blend, 2,000 to 3,000 a year is what we go through.
Wow.
And so, like, I mean, and that's our small little shop. And so there is people who move a good amount, but it is, we buy a lot up front. But at the same time, we stand by it, you know.
You had one house cigar that I cannot remember the name of that you haven't had in a long time.
Yeah, that's because of some factory change-ups, but...
But that cigar, I would put that cigar with just about any cigar I could buy in their humidor.
Yeah, so draw a lot of lines...
Above, average, or below?
So for me, I think, just like you said, it depends on the shop. And it depends on why they are getting their own house blend. Are they looking to just make that margin? Which, if it is a name brand shop and they are definitely more maybe like whiskey or cocktail focused, in my opinion, run. Right? Like, I don't think that what they're looking for there is any type of like quality or complexity.
These aren't the cigars you're looking
for. That's exactly right. But, you know, I draw a lot of lines between the whiskey industry and the premium tobacco industry, because whiskey is my background. And if you trust the palate of the place that you're going, like your local shop where, you know, you walk in and are looking for new recommendations, then I think their house blend is something you have to try. This is the single barrel experience of your local tobacconist.
Yeah, right? For sure.
If they have a solid palate for good smokes, then I think that this is where you're going to find those above average, right? Those bang for your buck smokes that get you going, that really kind of get your, you know, to Barger's point, palate set for maybe something that's got a little bit more nuance, a little bit more complexity. But you should expect and enjoy something that that local shop has put together, because one, you're going to get the value. Two, you're going to be supporting them directly, right? Because they're going to get the margin on it.
Yeah.
And then three, it should be a pretty solid smoke. Like, this thing should be something that you come back to and visit time and time again.
So what I want to tell our listeners is that no matter what your local cigar shop is, if they offer a house blend, try the house blend. When you go in and buy five cigars, a box of cigars, pick up a couple different of their house blends. Check them out. Try it. Don't be afraid of it. Just try it. You don't have to take our word for it. You know, but all I'm saying is just give it a try, because you might actually enjoy that cigar as a daily smoke and have a cheaper price point than you would have by going and getting the Cohibas or the whatever you want off the shelves that make you feel a status symbol.
Well, and like I'm going to throw this. I mean, I know y'all have drank a lot of whiskey, but even, I mean, I know Ben's taken part in a lot of even barrel picks and stuff. But it's like, even with how many no-name whiskey single barrels, random barrel picks have you had that are mind-blowing? You know, I mean,
all of them.
It's different, many but similar in a sense, you know, where it's like.
It's funny you bring up whiskeys, because when I go to shops now, I used to hunt whiskey, used to try to get all the cool top shelf stuff. Dude, when I go to a shop now, I buy a store pick and I'm out.
Store picks are the spice of life.
I buy a store pick and I'm out, because I don't, especially if it's a shop that I go to all the time and I know the flavor profile of the people that are picking the barrels there, I'm going to pick a store pick over anything on the shelf that you're going to tell me, and I'm going to spend $20 to $50 less than anyone's going to spend. Mm.
I got to send this whole, and we have two more sticks to go over, so let's get to the BK Cafe. And tell us all the extensive background on this, Benjamin.
Yeah, so
tell us all about it.
Be prepared. This one's a diatribe of information. The cigar that we're going to be talking about, or that I have the pleasure of speaking about, is the Havana Castle. This is going to be the White BK Cafe 56. And I'll give you three guesses. The first two don't count. Where do you think these tobaccos are from?
Central America.
Yeah. Burger King?
Yeah, the BK Lounge? Yeah, 100%.
Have it your this way. Is,
Tom Hardens?
Yeah, this is a...
Tim.
Yeah. Tim I'll have Tim. A double-double, eh?
Yeah.
But yeah, this is a Nicaraguan Puro, the YBK Mint. So all Nicaraguan Puro, they don't have any info online about these. This seems to be like a special limited release that they did, but the 56 is definitely indication of the ring gauge. It was a 56. Robusto size, so, you know, a little short, the 5.5 inch kind of ballpark, and they are elusive in what they will tell us. But what I will tell you about this cigar, toasty, creamy, waxy, nutty notes, this thing was actually probably top two out of the ones that I smoked from Havana Castle, but still kind of along that same narrative of just solid. There's not a lot of nuance. There's not a lot of complexity going on here. They are just nice, smooth blends. They are nice cigars. Eh? They're very, very nice. I feel like they say they're sorry.
He's a good guy, eh?
Yeah. Well, you betcha.
He's a real good guy.
Well, don't know what you're looking for? Sorry. Have a Havana Castle.
Yeah. It's interesting the listening to you guys talk about these, because I have the exact same experience. Like, they're okay. They're okay.
Yeah, solid.
Like, I wasn't wooed over this cigar, but I wasn't turned off by this cigar either.
Fair.
And so I as a Nicaraguan Puro, air quotes, you know, we'll figure out. I think that If you're in, listen, if you're in anywhere in Ontario, Canada, they
22
have
22 locations.
They have 22 locations in Greater Ontario, Canada. Go to Havana Castle. Try these cigars.
You're out in Barrie for the Country Music Festival. Stop in Havana Castle.
Email us, copy Mike on it, and let us know how you feel.
Now, can I do. Mike posed a question to us, and I'm going to take it that Mike at this table is the person who smokes most Cubans on the consistent basis. I'm going to say that, or am I wrong?
Mr. Deep Pockets over there.
It doesn't matter. Here's the question. Here's another question to pose. If you were in Canada and you walk into one of their humidors and they have all the Cubans that you can see and find within that same price range, you think you'd want to go with a Havana Castle or you think you'd go with a Cuban?
So before I let him answer this question, what was interesting about my experience was I went in there looking for Cuban cigars. I didn't buy a single Cuban cigar.
Interesting.
The reason I didn't buy a single Cuban cigar is because the price point was outrageous on a Cuban cigar.
What is outrageous?
I'm spending 30 plus on a Cuban cigar. And for me, that's outrageous because I'm you know, poor guy over here. Middle class. Let's go. And this is not my forte. And I was going to try to get a couple, see if I could bring them back and smoke them. But I just, you know, did not have that luck, but I scored on these Havana Castles. I think they're actually, I like them better than some of the Cubans that I've smoked. Mike, go.
Well, my quick notes on this. It was kind of on the BK Cafe 56, woody up front. It stayed kind of woody. It was evergreen to the midpoint. Good burn line, overall construction. Actually, that was pretty consistent across most of these sticks. But this was kind of ho-hum, you know, for me. So
what are we going to rate it? We're going to give it a 3. You guys are riding the middle ground here. So I want to go over real quick. I purchased one of their other cigars, and it was called the Apache Tradition. I didn't get to bring some back for you guys because, like we were talking about price points, cigars are actually really expensive in Canada. And I didn't know that going into Canada because I'd never been. This was my first trip to Canada, never been. And I walked in and was like, oh, my God, I can get the same thing back home for $8. And why would I spend $18 on it here?
Did you see the increase in price kind of across the board? It's
everything.
Yeah.
Everything. Even like your Fuentes, just $10 more.
AJ Fernandez.
Everything. Right. $10 more. And I'm like, I know this cigar. I'm not spending this money on this cigar because of this price point. Like, I'm not going to do it. So, but this Tradizione.
Let me guess. Nicaraguan?
How did you know? How did you know? So, let me just explain it. It's not actually a Nicaraguan Puro.
Ooh. Yeah, this is a different wrapper.
So, this is a Dominican binder with a Dominican and Nicaraguan filler. With an Ecuadorian Connecticut shade.
Which one of these things is not like the other?
Which was interesting. This cigar is not my traditional ring size. It was a 60 by 6.5.
Holy cow.
It was a long... It took me...
2 hours.
I watched a movie. I watched a movie while I was smoking this cigar.
Deathly Hallows, like, part one.
Yeah, the movie got over and I still had a quarter of a cigar left. I'm like, you go to bed, honey. I'm going to finish this cigar. See you later.
Well, at least you finished it.
Dude, I should have bought more. Like, I know this they've been middle of the road for us on this episode here, but this cigar, I would give it a solid 4.5 for sure. So that's you know, everything good in life is worth discussing.
So what's your rating on that?
That's 4.5.
Oh, we don't have 4.5.
I know. Well, I'm gonna give it a 4 then.
I can give it a 5.
Yeah, we'll give it a 5. We'll give you a 5 on that one because I enjoyed that cigar 100%. So, pairings. What did you guys go for pairings? Start with Nate.
I mean...
Water?
Water. I mean, I drink water in cigars a lot. That's it.
Root beer for me.
Yeah, root beer.
Yeah, Sprecher.
An exit strategy.
That's right.
That's what my pairing you was drank with that? This. Oh, man. How do I finish this and move on? Yeah, you know, they were so big.
Yeah, so what did you guys overall love it, hate it?
I love the, you know, this is the first time I've really gone through a full product line of a house blend, so I'm glad we did that.
Yeah.
I'm a fan.
Yeah, I'm a fan. Back to it, I like them as well. Yeah. So, wow, man, this is great stuff. I really appreciate you guys and your time today. I'd like to thank our host, good old boy Mike.
Hey, if you'd like to learn more about us, check our back catalog out. Enjoy another great episode of Sip, Suds, and Smokes. I'll ask you to keep on sipping.
Good old boy Benjamin.
Smoke them if you got them, eh?
Good old boy Nate.
Keep it cold.
Keep it frost lecture.
Keep it frosty. Yeah, frosty.
I'm sorry.
And good old boy Barger. Oh, thanks, guys. Oh, yeah, thanks. No, I had a great time with you guys tonight. I would just love for you guys, if you're in Ontario, Canada, go to these locations, talk to them, enjoy these cigars, because we had a good time with this.
Maybe I can get invited to like a poutine tasting.
Oh, do they have a poutine festival?
No, I'm down. Let's go.
They cover you in gravy?
Poutine cigars? Ooh, you can cover me in gravy anytime.
Moose and gravy?
Ooh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's what I'm talking about.
Who wants a Molson?
All right, man. Well, signing off here, you guys have a good time and keep smoking whatever it is.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the dude in the basement studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.
And you and me and all our love. Now the time for us to find a peace of mind. As the flowers grow, the wind blows through the trees, my love. All your love, your sweet love. Just give me love, that's all I need. All we need is just one more chance, and you and me and all our love.
Said she's done playing.